You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Monday and fast, moving towards the end of winter. What is it, last week of September?
I know. It's quick. It hasn't gone by quickly.
Yes, and we're walking the typical pathway that we do where normally there is like a strange, obscure item.
Yeah, so what, we've had beer, we've had half a pizza, we had some clothes, had some underwear. But today there is absolutely nothing, which I think just makes this stretch of path more weird.
Yeah, it makes it more mysterious.
It's the mysterious path.
Jordan's still crying over the Ashes result from last night.
Look, it's been an emotional day. If you missed it, Australia was in the unlosable position and they lost. I am a big cricket fan, and I've decided that from now onwards, I've taken a keen interest in the New Zealand-Sri Lanka series.
And for those that are interested, I don't know the longitude and latitude, but the kind of mysterious, enigmatic street that you're after, if you want to check it out in Jindabyne, is Snowy River Avenue. And this is the sound of the pulse. Up and Adam this morning, Snow FM breakfast, 6 past 6 for your Monday, Simo. And Jordan right here with you.
Good morning, Simo. It's wonderful to be here on this Monday. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it's been a hot minute since Friday. You, I reckon, went up for a bit of a ski.
I did. Well, you say ski.
Are you getting better?
I think my skiing ability is well known. Somehow I think I'm worse than when I started.
That's interesting. Maybe it's one of those Monopoly cards that you pick up and it's like one step forward, three steps back.
I don't know if that's in Monopoly.
Yeah, it is.
That is not in Monopoly. There is not a chance card in Monopoly that says take three steps back.
All right.
Maybe snakes and ladders is what you're referring to.
Yep.
Where you land on a snake and then you slide all the way down the board.
Yep.
Perhaps that could be the board game that you're going for. Not Monopoly.
Right, so you're...
If you had said that my skiing skills were so bad I'd go to jail, that would be Monopoly.
Yeah.
And then I'd just flash this get out of jail free card and I'd be fine.
You've still got one of those... Is it you that still has one of those in your wallet?
I do have one of those in my wallet. And also, good news. Yesterday, yep. I won a beauty contest and won $75.
Really?
I know. Just so random, isn't it?
Well, speaking of which, that will be happening again this week. More beauty treatments from Snowy Mountains Natural Health and Beauty.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I was going to win some more beauty competitions.
No, natural. The chest wax is going up for a vote later tonight.
It is.
So keep an eye on Snow FM's Facebook page. Demi Lovato, Sorry Not Sorry for Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan hanging out for your Monday morning. And Snow FM Breakfast is thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissan.
And Simo, it wouldn't be Monday morning.
No.
Without one of us doing a shot of some sort. Each and every Monday, we take it in turns to do a shot of a health-related drink.
Correct.
Non-alcoholic beverage.
I mean, yeah.
What do you mean, I mean, yeah? No, like, genuinely, yeah. And not
so far.
Yeah.
The story so far, it's been non-alcoholic.
So far. We are rapidly running out of drinks. So perhaps, I don't know.
But yeah, it's like forging the new week ahead. And you know, mind a bit of a party town, but we turn that on its head. We go through this together. I mean, I'm right there with you when you have to do the shot. You're right there with me when I have to partake in whatever beverage it is.
It's so amazing. It's such a different emotion coming into work every alternative Monday. So this week, it's my turn to do the shot.
Correct.
And trying to drag myself out of bed was difficult. Next Monday, when I've got something prepared for you, I'll be skipping to work with glee.
If at least one of us is up and about, we're doing good. So what we're dealing with this morning, right, I haven't told you what it is.
No, but you're looking at your phone.
Correct. Not because I can't bring it up on the screen, because then you'll know what it is.
Well, you're about to tell me what it is.
No, I'm not. What it does is it helps with digestion. It's high in fiber.
Is it bread?
No, it's high in potassium, high in vitamins. Apparently, it provides a good source of iron, builds bones and muscles, reduces cholesterol levels, and lowers blood pressure.
Is there anything this doesn't do? Can it toast me a sandwich as well or not?
I mean, unconfirmed on that last point.
But so that would be nice.
It is also a black liquid.
Ah.
Any ideas?
Okay, maybe, what are the, blackberry juice, blueberry juice, something along those?
No.
Is it a fruit juice?
Yes, I think it is, technically.
Is it Ribena?
You wish.
I don't know, 'cause that would be a good one. I haven't had that since I was like 6. Dear.
So he's going to partake in the shot Monday morning. Some shots on the way. Shots. It is that time again, Monday morning, fresh into these shots that we prep ourselves to get the week off to a flyer on Snow FM breakfast.
So each week we take it in turns to do a shot of a health drink for each other. Drinks normally genuinely disgusting. Simo, when here it's your turn to... Oh, you're just passing.
I'm just handing it over here.
So Simo, when it's your turn to do the shot, I noticed that you say the twist in this little game very quickly.
Oh, yes, sorry.
When it's my turn, you seem to just forget that a little bit.
I reckon that's fake news. I think I always forget. So it's 64 572 977. You this morning can actually decide who has to partake in this beverage. Now, do you want the rap sheet on?
Oh, no, no, let's just do that photo. So, if you want Simo to do the shot,
yes,
which I for one think is hilarious, give us a call now, or otherwise it will be me, unfortunately. So, what is this? You've just handed me over.
Yeah, it's give it a whiff, as they say.
It's sort of a dark blacky, sort of maroney,
darky
color.
Browny blacky kind of color. What is it? You gave it a whiff?
Is it like, it smells like sultanas or like stuff like, is it like currant juice or something like that?
No, but like you're on the right. Juice? Yeah, you're on the right track. Helps with digestion, high in fiber. Apparently it controls the urge, and then it says it controls the urge to dot, dot, dot. So I don't know what it controls the urge to do. High in potassium, high in vitamins, provides a good source of iron, builds bones and muscles, reduces cholesterol levels, lowers blood pressure. That, of course, is all alleged by Google.
Yes.
Dr. Google isn't practicing pharmacologist.
I mean, what else is there on Google? It can fuel a car, it can toast a sandwich. What else can it do, apparently?
It's prune juice, man.
Prune juice.
So it doesn't smell great, to be honest.
It doesn't look like it's going to taste great, to be honest.
All right, shall I give the 7 seconds?
So, yeah, so 7 seconds, give us a call, save me and make Simo drink this disgusting beverage.
64 572 977, unconfirmed if it's disgusting.
Yes, the phone is ringing, Simo.
No, it's not.
Yeah, damn it. I thought if I did that with confidence, it would fool you.
No, it didn't. And isn't it surprising?
Oh! Yes!
Oh, dear. This morning, we do have a caller through for this one. Good morning. Is it William from Canberra?
Yeah, I thought I better stop being a bully.
Good morning, William. How you doing?
I'm good.
Brilliant. He's a courier driver, always gets busy driving around Canberra, calls the boys on a Monday. He's got, you know, because that's a good way to start the week.
Exactly.
What are you feeling, William? Is he the designated drinker, Jordan, or did you want to hand this one over? What are your thoughts?
I've got to stop being a bully, apparently.
Do
so
you?
I'll hand it over.
Oh, William, you're a very kind person.
You've played the game well there, because you've been setting up to get William on your side for like a good week.
I know, so yes, I have been. I knew that Simo would think of something a bit disgusting, so I knew William's a lovely guy. He's a nice guy.
See what he's doing there, William? He's good, isn't he?
Yeah.
All right, William, give me a countdown, and I'll take care of this.
All right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go for it.
How was that? He just went all down in one go, and the facial expression was not one of niceness.
You know what? It's weird. It's almost kind of tasteless if you do it that way.
Oh, really?
Straight down the hatch. Oh, there's no taste to it.
Oh, William, do you reckon you should do it again, but slower so he tastes it?
Oh, actually, no, there's a bit of an afterbite.
Oh, sure there is.
No, there is.
Okay, sure, we all believe you.
Where is your support, by the way? There is a bit of an aftertaste on that. Anyone that would have prune juice would know this.
I've got a lie detector out there. I'm going to strap you up to it.
William, thank you very much for the call this morning.
Thank you, William.
Have a great day.
Have a good morning. Bye.
T-Swizzle, Taylor Swift, me with an exclamation mark on Snow FM breakfast. And listen out, 7:15, Captain Cash being let loose on Snow FM. So all the details on how to win, that is coming up after your new sport and weather. In the meantime, though, talking hot beverages and almond or soy milk, you don't do either.
What milk do you reckon Captain Cash would have?
Captain Cash... Nah, he'd be full cream.
Full cream?
Yeah, he'd get the whole hog.
I mean, he can afford it. He's full of cash.
Exactly.
So I don't do hot beverages, but Simo, whenever you get a coffee, you don't go for the normal full cream milk or the skim or anything like that.
Yes.
You go with almond.
I love dairy. Dairy don't like me. But in the last 5 years, almond milk apparently surged in popularity. Research into it. Consumer habits apparently
it's gone from taking a 20% share of the coffee market, 50% share.
So is it 50% of people have almond milk in their coffee?
So in regards to when they have dairy, so that doesn't include people that are doing espresso like your hot chocolates or anything like that. But yeah, huge surge in regards to that.
How do baristas feel about this?
I mean, I'm not 100% sure. Have you tried both, perchance?
I've tried neither.
Okay, right. Because for future reference, soy milk tastes like dirt, but almond doesn't. It's got like, obviously, it's a nut as opposed to soy. I don't even know how you milk a soy bean.
Well, I tell you what, next time I want to taste dirt and the local park is too far away, I'll just stroll into the supermarket and buy some soy milk.
Thing is, you never did that as a kid, so you don't have any exposure.
Exactly.
You didn't eat dirt as a kid, did you?
No. No, why would you eat dirt?
Lots of people did. Sand, like...
I did sand. I did sand.
Oh, right.
I'm not crazy. I tried sand.
You're a connoisseur.
You know, I thought I've had hot chips. Yeah. I've had salt. Salt tastes nice. This grainy substance seems to be a lot like salt. I'll just shove some in the mouth and...
Maybe you should
realize it was a mistake.
Maybe you should get that. Maybe that could turn you into a coffee drinker.
What, eating sand?
No, getting sand in your coffee.
Well, no, because I didn't like the taste of sand.
Okay, right.
But what am I having for lunch today? A sand sandwich. No.
Station. 23 minutes on the way to 8 for your Monday on Snow FM Breakfast, and the week begins with Captain Cash being let loose.
Yes.
And that jackpot will start counting from 9 o'clock when the workday kicks off. But for now...
Yes, Simo, we're talking about bees, specifically bees that made their house in a very interesting place.
Yeah, so what, do you know much about the bee scenario? So like, there's all the little worker bees and they go off and pollinate and get honey, bring it back to the queen mother, what's her name?
No, they don't go get honey, they pollinate and then come back and
that's
make
the one.
Have you never seen Bee Movie?
No, I haven't.
That's where my entire knowledge of bees comes from.
Nice.
That movie with Jerry Springer in it.
Seinfeld?
Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
What did I say, Jerry?
Springer.
Oh, wait, no, he's... No, sorry, son.
Jerry. No. Like, all the bees come back to the hive. They're just chanting in there.
Jerry. No, wrong Jerry. As I said it, I thought, I hope this is the right Jerry. And it very much wasn't. No, but hey, Sam, I saw this story over the weekend. It happened to a man in India who was riding his bike when the queen bee was looking for a new home and thought, there's a wonderful place there.
No way. There's no way this is real.
And that place that the queen bee picked was this man's bottom.
How? Okay, right.
Simo, I've got there's a picture of his bee hind.
Okay.
There for
nice,
you.
Nice pun.
Thank you.
This is cannot be true, surely.
It is 100% true. He had to lock himself in a car just...
For a nightmare experience after a swarm of bees saw fit to make their home in that particular... Destination. Yeah.
It's not really a destination that you'd see at the airport,
it's
you know.
The final
destination's Los Angeles.
The final
America,
destination.
London. An Indian man's bum.
Yeah.
It doesn't really kind of all add up.
So what happened to him?
So he had to lock himself in his car for about half an hour or so because he was worried that more bees would come
yeah,
attach
would
themselves.
Congregate, right?
As they would. So he had to lock himself in there. Eventually, after about half an hour, they managed to find some chemicals and pesticides and managed to get rid of the bees.
Mate.
And the man in question was able to sit back down and go about his day without having a beehive on his bum. Which I think we can all agree, having a beehive on your backside is an inconvenient thing to happen.
25 years of age.
Yes.
So the queen bee, she's picked a guy with longevity.
I know. Maybe the queen bee just found him really attractive. You know, that could have been how it worked.
Ooh, honey. Ed Sheeran, Eminem, and 50 Cent spitting a rhyme on that one as well. Remember the name on Snow FM Breakfast. It is Simo and Jordan for your Monday.
And Simo, there are some TV shows that are making a comeback.
Yes. So mainly, this is the one that I wanted to talk about because it's been a little while.
Yes.
Between drinks for this particular one. Do you remember Hilary Duff, perchance?
I do. She was Miley Cyrus before Miley Cyrus was Miley Cyrus.
What was her character's name? Lizzie McGuire.
That's it.
Yes. Well, she's making a comeback.
It was just a brief moment of panic then when I realised I don't think either of us know the answer.
This one.
Lizzie McGuire, you are not a geek. You are beautiful. You have great friends. Gordo and Miranda are wonderful kids. You're smart. You're decent. You're compassionate.
Now, I don't think those kids were hers. Those were her friends back in the day. Now, was this something you saw on TV when you were like a little tacker?
I'm aware of it.
Okay. Because it was bang on when I was at the right age to be watching TV after school.
Yeah, I think I saw a fair bit of it as well.
So Lizzie McGuire was 17 in that. Mm-hmm. And so from 17 to age 30, there's a reboot happening.
So there's a reboot happening of what Lizzie McGuire now?
Aged 30, yes.
I tell you what, you said it's been a long time between drinks for Lizzie McGuire. It's been a long time between drinks for Hilary Duff as well.
Big time.
Don't remember seeing her in any movie or TV show since then?
No, I don't think so. But was there like any TV series that you would like to make a comeback?
Without a doubt, The Magic School Bus.
The Magic School Bus.
Have you seen that show?
I have.
You don't seem as excited about it as me.
I mean, it's a cartoon. So yes. Did you want to see it live action or
no? Okay. No, just leave it how, just animate it how it was. Because like you've seen, they've brought back all the old kids shows now live, like proper animated.
Okay.
And they look terrible. Bananas in Pyjamas is animated.
Oh.
Bob the Builder is animated. He actually looks like a real human. That's just wrong.
Oh,
you're wrong. Postman Pat, I think, has been redone as well.
Postman Pat. Now I'm there's a happy. Throwback.
I know what. Still waiting for my mail as well.
But there is one show that I want to see make a comeback. Do you remember, like, it's not so much a kids show, mm-hmm. but something that's been off air for a while is 24? Do you remember that?
Definitely not a kids show.
No, definitely. No, there's a lot of bombs.
Sorry,
there's a lot of guns.
Sorry, I was expecting something that you'd see played at 3:50 in the afternoon on ABC.
No.
If ABC accidentally played 24... That would be a mistake.
Yeah, get home from school, turn the TV on.
Expecting to see Play School. Yeah, hey, there's a clock. I guess, you know, it's kind of half right.
Kiefer Sutherland there just taking names. We're like, what is this? And on my idol right now, thanks to Mountain Munchies. If you can guess the song that will be sung.
Yes.
Then 64572977 is the number to call and you'll score yourself that Mountain Munchies voucher. Good morning, Omar.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Oh, Omar, I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit disappointed. I mean, I know you're a big cricket fan. Did you stay up and watch the last day's play last night?
Let's not even talk about it. Omar is very sad, Jordan. Are you okay?
I tell you what, I'm emotional. I mean, I had a pretty rubbish weekend because of it. Thank God that your barbecue was pretty... Oh, no, sorry, we didn't have a barbecue. No, sorry.
No barbecue. No barbecue. Did not happen. Only sad cricket.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot
what
about that.
What is this? What barbecue?
Oh, no, it's nothing. It's just me and your Omar definitely didn't have a barbecue with your entire extended family. Isn't that right, Omar?
When he says barbecue, he means the complete disintegration of many of the AFL teams.
Yes, okay. Yes, exactly. That's me and Omar's slang.
Okay.
We definitely didn't have pork chops and sausages.
All righty.
Oh, no, none of those things. With sauerkraut. And cooked apples and zucchini fritters.
Oh, the sauerkraut was delicious,
those.
Omar. It was. Can I get the recipe for the sauerkraut?
Yes, you can. Don't ask me later.
Okay, for the barbecue that didn't happen, Simo.
Well, speaking of delicious, Mountain Munchies. So if you recognise the lyrics that Omar sings, call 64572977 and you'll score yourself the voucher to Mountain Munchies. You ready to sing, Omar?
Oh, yes.
All right, go for it. Take it away.
She take my money when I'm in need. Yes, she's a trifling friend indeed. Or she's a gold digger way over town that digs on me.
Even I know that one, Omar.
Fantastic,
that's one of your favourites.
I love a good jam, boys.
Have a great Monday. Lovely the band, Broken this morning, Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan. Omar Idol happening right now, thanks to Mountain Munchies. A good morning to the first caller through. Russell, how you going?
Good, thank you.
Hey, Russell, are you a fan of Omar's singing? Would you buy a CD from Omar if she brought one out?
No, here we go.
Oh, for sure I would.
He's like 100.
There you go. Actually, Omar needs a bit more cash.
You say that, but Russell, we can probably get you one. We can probably get you a signed one, but it would be on cassette. Doesn't know how CDs work.
I don't know if I've got a cassette. I'm a little bit old.
Well, speaking of Omar Ida, what was she singing this morning, Russell? Any ideas?
Sounded like Gold Digger by Kanye West.
Ah, see?
No offense to Kanye.
Omar doesn't mess with no broke to broke.
Yeah, I reckon Omar's version is better.
Yeah, big time. Russell, you've stitched up that Mountain Munchies voucher for Monday, and you're going to spend it well. What's your go-to at the, when you go get your chips or your burger? Beef or chicken?
Chicken.
He's a chicken man, see? High in protein. Probably hits the gym, do you, Russell?
Occasionally.
Just like me.
Russell, cheers for joining us this morning. Have a great day.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Snow FM's The Wheel of I. One. What? And it's all thanks to Snowy Mountains Shuttles. Our first caller through for The Wheel of I. One. What is Oliver? Good morning, Oliver.
Good morning.
Now, Oliver, is your last name Twist?
No.
I can hear Mum in the background there.
Hey, Oliver, just how checking. Old are you?
Six.
Yeah, yep. I don't think Oliver would have got that reference. So, Oliver, what year are you in school?
I'm not even in a year. I'm just in kindergarten.
See, mate, early days.
There you go.
But he's old enough to always ask for more when he wants more.
Exactly.
And speaking of more, you ready to spin the wheel, Oliver?
Yeah.
All righty, do you know how it works?
Yeah, you make a noise and the wheel goes spinning.
He's an expert.
He's all over it. All right, take it away, Oliver. Make it happen.
Ew!
No donkeys in, 19th century London?
Well, there might have been. You never know.
What's Oliver got this morning? Hey, nice.
Oh, Simo, what has it landed on?
All right, he's got a $25 LMSA voucher, but he can't drive because he's only 6 years of age. Mum's going to have to take him there. Now, Mum has made your lunchbox today. Has she, Oliver?
Yeah.
All right, what's she's made you a sandwich or something?
Yeah.
What's in the sandwich?
Cheese.
It's just cheese.
You can't go wrong with a cheese sandwich.
Beautiful. I reckon Mum might have a bit more of a fancy taste, so she'll be able to get hold of this $25 voucher to LMS. But I tell you what, why don't we throw in for Oliver? Let's get him a Big Mac, shall we?
Let's do it. Do you like burgers, Oliver?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Who doesn't like
a burger
burgers?
Bigger than his head. You've won the Wheel of I Won What thanks to Snowy Mountains Shuttles. Oliver, have a great day at school.
Thank you.
Little Oliver there, stitching up. Bit of a win on the Wheel of I Won What.
Perfect way to start the Monday, I reckon.
LMS for Mum, Big Mac for Oliver.
Everyone's happy.
He's like,
cheese sandwich for Jordan.
They're like, how much relish would you like on this Big Mac? And he's like, more. Panic at the Disco, but remain calm. It is Snow FM at breakfast. And Monday, Captain Cash has been released into the wild. Well, onto Snow FM, and the jackpot starts ticking over. You'll hear it after every song after 9 o'clock workday kicks off.
Hey, Simo, if you were out on a Saturday night and you saw a spider, would you panic at the disco you were at?
Probably. No, because again, spiders or snakes seems to be a bit of a theme. I'm more of a snakes guy, cannot deal with them.
Oh, so you're scared of them? Well, not scared, but just not thrilled, shall we say.
There's something about them I don't trust.
Is it their legless state?
Well, they're a little bit... Yeah, I think that might be it.
I know, slithering is a terrifying way to get around, isn't it? like centipedes, you can see, they've got hundreds and hundreds of little legs, but you can see how it works. Slithering, they're just gliding. How does that work?
Well, that must...
I've tried to do it just rolling around on the floor when I'm drunk. It doesn't work.
That must be the thing. Maybe the more legs you have, the less frightening. I mean, a giant millipede, centipede, granted.
Yeah,
terrifying.
Yeah, but a giant everything would be terrifying.
Actually, yeah, that's an excellent point.
A giant cup of coffee would be terrifying. Because you'd be like, oh, don't push it. It could spill and we'd all be drowned with coffee.
But the reason we bring up snakes and spiders is because we've woken up to some horrendous spider news.
Yes, well, the reason we're talking about snakes is because there is spider news.
Yeah.
Perfect link. I've read spiders in places that you don't expect to see spiders. I reckon that's when they're the most terrifying.
Shower. Big time. When you're naked...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, again, seeing anything in the shower when you're naked, it just amplifies it. Amplifies the terrifying.
Seeing anything in a shower when you're naked is terrifying?
Yeah.
Mate, I don't know what brands of soap you're using.
Well, not like things that are normally in the bathroom, but if you see a chocolate cake in the corner of the bathroom when you're in the shower naked, you'd have your thoughts of, number one, is the chocolate cake doing there? Number two, I'm slightly terrified. And I never thought I'd be terrified of a chocolate cake, but here we are.
Okay, so that's the premise. If it's already in the shower space, it's fine. So it's not like you're getting terrified by a tubular Colgate.
Who's getting terrified by a bar of soap? Of course, because it's meant to be there.
If you drop it...
Spiders are not meant to be in the shower. Spiders do not shower.
Well, there was a spider in a place where it really shouldn't have been.
Yes. I saw this story over the weekend. It is a spider in a place where it shouldn't be. It is in someone's car. Thankfully, well, they were fully clothed at the time in the car. But I'll give you more details next.
And also, I've got one here as well regarding a spider actually inside a bit of biology.
Ooh.
Like inside a human.
Inside a shower.
More to come on that. Up and Adam, 24 minutes on the way to 9. Captain Cash, he'll be jackpotting after every song once the work day begins. But in the meantime, Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan, and it's a plus one, Jordan.
Yeah, Simo, we've got a very special guest in the studio this morning. We've got the Snowy's, I think it's safe to say, the Snowy's biggest Imagine Dragons fan.
Yeah, so Carly's here. Morning, Carly. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, and so you've been telling us how to do our job for weeks. So your mum works in the building here. You waltz into the studios on a Friday, and basically you're telling me what?
Telling you to put on more Imagine Dragons.
I mean, to be honest, Simo, I agree.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking about it. So we've invited Carly here for the very first play of Birds by Imagine Dragons. They've re-released this one with a feature on it as well. But Carly, you've even written me a list. What can you tell me about this?
Well, this list is for the radio and what songs you should add.
Okay.
So this is a list of what your top 10 Imagine Dragons songs, is that correct?
No, just in general.
Oh, just in general.
So it's a general list of what should be added. But
can we go through it, Simo?
Yeah. So first one, Imagine Dragons, Thunder. Second one, Believer, Imagine Dragons. Number three, Demons, Imagine Dragons.
I can see a pattern emerging here.
It's a general list. But so far, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is Machine by Imagine Dragons?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, sorry. That's 7. 8, Boomerang?
Yes.
That's Imagine Dragons as well.
Hang on, who's the artist that isn't Imagine Dragons?
There's one in here.
Bruno Mars.
Oh, there you go.
Fair,
yeah,
cool.
Fair enough.
Well, for the very first time, Birds playing Imagine Dragons with this one. Would you like to introduce it, Carly?
Sure.
All right, go for it. You're on Snow FM. Carly, what is this?
So say, what song is it?
This song is by Imagine Dragons and it's called Birds.
Perfect. Oh, nailed it.
Well done.
First time play on Snow FM. Carly, thanks for joining us this morning. I'm not going to give you my job just yet.
Dang it. Too hard.
Imagine Dragons with Birds on Snow FM, and plenty of animals being discussed this morning.
There is, Simo. Spiders, are you a spider fan or not really?
Nah, no one's a fan of spiders.
Yeah, I'm sure there are some weirdos that are.
Tom Holland from Spider-Man, but apart from that...
The guy from the band Spider Bait?
Maybe. I think I'm out of arachnid people.
So am I. Well, someone who's not... I saw this story over the weekend, Simo. Someone who's driving along, put the sun visor down in their car and was met by a huntsman.
Oh, you saw this?
No, I saw the article about this.
Okay, right. I was like, that's terrifying.
Fortunately, it wasn't the driver. It was the passenger who just... actually, he said in a quote, "Mate, I just stopped off at the servo, had tomato sauce all over my face."
Tomato. Nice.
I just wanted to wipe it all off from eating a servo pie, pop down the sun visor, open the mirror, and there's a massive huntsman.
Gravy everywhere.
But apparently huntsmen grow to about 30 centimetres in size.
Poof.
Which is crazy.
Apparently it's good to have a huntsman though, right?
Yeah.
Because what do they do? Take care of other insects?
Take care of the gardening. You've just got a huntsman mowing the lawn, do you, at home, Simo?
Granted, probably could operate a couple of lawn mowers if it's big enough.
I mean, they're big enough. They grow to 30 centimetres in size, so we could get them like a little... There you go.
Is it eight or six legs? I forget. Arachnids.
Eight.
I want to say eight.
How do you forget how many legs spiders have? That's like the one thing going about spiders.
And the one good thing I have going for me is I haven't seen a spider in a little while.
But Simo, you did see a spider. You were telling me this story
yes.
before.
Right, so...
Do you want to reveal... What happened?
Yeah, sure. So went out and then returned from said date. Lovely evening. Mm-hmm. And then there was a spider where things were progressing to.
In your house. So just in the, let's just say, for example, in the hallway.
That's correct. In a house, wasn't my house, but the room, all of a sudden, spider in there, and things could not progress until spider was dealt with.
Okay, so a couple of things. Mm-hmm. I've got two theories about this. Number one, the dad of the lady in question was really not happy with you, so planted the spider.
Potentially.
Or number two, You planted the spider yourself. It was a fake rubber spider to make yourself look tough for your date.
You give me way too much credit.
I reckon it's a good power play for a date. I mean, you know, if you give you, you know, you bring your girl back, you go, oh no, never fear here. This is, it gives me a chance to show how manly I am. I'll just get a mug or something and
well, that's what I did. So I did the, like, you know, how people typically use the glass so you can see what's going on, paper, and then release it out into the jungle. But what I used a mug because it was quite sizable. So 7 to 9 centimeters, somewhere there.
But the spider or the mug?
Spider.
Yeah, that's a big spider.
Yeah, so there was like one of those kind of like giant mugs that really should just be used for
spider catching.
For decoration, you know, that you put your paint brushes in, one of those deals, and then afterwards found out it was the dad's mug. Classic.
Was the dad happy? Does the dad know?
Not on the best terms with those guys, so no, I've got no idea. Post Malone now, Sam Feld, Ronnie. It's No FM Breakfast. One
more drink. Outro time. Monday fun day.
Yeah.
Dunsky.
Correct. We actually had, there was like 4 callers today.
Some of them got cut out.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, it's unfortunate. Well, if you want to hear everything, you'll have to tune in live.
6 o'clock.
Yep.
Monday to Friday.
Into
Snow
it.
FM.
We'll catch you tomorrow.
See you then.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.